Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Previously on Derpy Show.
I don't understand how I got through college, how I got through high-level math classes. I don't understand. But I got
through.
Were
you smarter before? And then was there some tragic accident? Like, were you struck by lightning and your superpower was just brain damage?
Derpy Show.
What the fuck was that face? You looked like a chicken having a fucking bloody orgasm.
Derpy Show.
What about Neil Gaiman?
Fuck you!
Derpy Show.
Do you want us to develop?
There's more socks where this came from. I can put one in your mouth.
Whoa.
Derpy Show.
It's a cat. It's a kitty cat. Meow, 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 meow. It's a cat.
Ding.
It's
a kitty cat. And it dance.
Correction.
You guys don't know your internet memes.
Apparently.
Derpy Show.
Oh, the show's ruined. Start over. Welcome to Derpy Show. I'm Boar.
I'm Neofaust.
And this is DJ Snorlax.
Ladies and gentlemen, and now, how to professionally slack with DJ Neofaust.
Oh god, this is easy. I got this one script that basically juts up a bunch of these like random numbers into these like sequences that make it look like it's rendering something. But all it's doing is just displaying numbers across this little command prompt. So if people walk by wondering what you're doing, you can act like you're looking at some maybe like, you know, data output. And you can type a few things, and it changes the menu around. And I built this fake GUI for it, which is a graphics user interface that I can just click around and reseed it, and it does stuff.
That's right, folks. DJ Neofaust did 10 hours of work to avoid two.
That's working smart.
Yeah, that's working smart.
And now for something interesting.
Did you say GUI?
Yeah,
GUI.
I was going to actually go into further stuff, but...
That's actually... Yeah, that's how you refer to them.
GUI?
Yeah.
GUI? Really?
Yeah, if you're a programmer, that's what you say.
I don't know. There's different words.
GUI just sounds so bad.
The Brits say different things about it.
Like, I feel like GUI is easy enough to say.
Who's the programmer?
But you could think about it like delicious gooey candy.
Right, but I don't think of candy when I think gooey. I think of fucking awful, awful things.
Well, we should ask a programmer. I'm not one.
You're never like, oh, this candy's so gooey and delicious.
How often do you say, it's so gooey and moist? Like, those words go together to me. Gooey and moist are like disgusting descriptions.
Why?
Thursday nights at the Sin Bin, that's when he says it.
It's so gooey and moist. Why is the club's ground so gooey and moist?
Derpy Show.
You know, I once had a confection. Like, I was in my eye. I had to get these drops to put in there.
I went to a confection before. There's people dressed up in things.
At a confection?
Yeah, a confection.
Do you know who won the cosplay contest at the confection?
Pillsbury Doughboy?
Ooh, almost. Cooking Mama beat him.
Oh.
Cookie Mama?
Cooking
Mama.
Cocaine Mama.
Cocaine
Mama. That's probably a way more fun game.
That's a better game,
you take
actually.
The Wiimote and you, like, hit
the
bomb.
You have to cut the... You
I feel like I saw a picture like that.
And then you gotta
times.
Put the nose up to the microphone. And
it's like
she's cooking meth, right?
Dude, seriously, you take a cross between Science Dad and Cooking Mama. You have to cook up
well,
meth.
Well, did you see there's the one
Science
concert
Dad?
Once?
Science Dad? Is that a real thing?
Yeah, it's seriously. It's Science Dad. You do science as the dad, which is apparently the dad for it.
Isn't that just sort of propagating gender stereotypes?
Well, haven't you seen that
one? I hate to be that person,
VG Cat comic, or was something else about, like, Cooking Mama approaching, like, the head
of
Nintendo?
Mom does cooking, and
it's all, like,
does science?
Well, no, the comic is basically her approaching the head of Nintendo, saying, like, you know, there's Cooking Mama, how about Executive Mama, and Astronaut Mama, and all these other roles that are trying to empower women.
And then they gave her the new game of, here's a baby mama.
Yeah, here's a baby mama, and she walks out of, the office with a black eye. And cooking at the last village.
You do know that, like, Baby Mama is, like, a real game. I don't think it's called Baby Mama, but it's, like, Baby
Wait, she
Mama.
Wasn't going, like, no, please don't shake the baby.
And yes,
like, shake
the there's Wiimote. Actually a baby peripheral that you stick the Wiimote in the back.
Yeah! You have a baby. You stab it in there, and you, like, have to hold it a certain way, but if you shake it around, it's like, no, and you just keep
So you jam
it.
A stick into a baby, and it's got a wire.
And it says, no, don't shake it. No,
priest,
no.
Don't shake the baby.
Priest,
don't shake the baby.
Can we be racist?
I don't know, can ya?
Derpy Show.
So hi guys, welcome to another episode of...
don't say the.
Derpy Show.
There you go.
Derpy Show! This just in, Channing's obsessed with news stories.
This just in... Channing will keep doing this until everyone can do one successfully.
Tonight, Steven drinks and drinks until he's hyper and we kick him out of the fucking room.
If only that was possible.
Mm. What? It is possible. We can kick you out of the room.
I throw bows.
Bows? Why would one throw a bow?
You use an arrow and you shoot a bow. Well, I mean, I guess you use a bow and you shoot an arrow.
It sounds like his logic better.
You take the arrow. You pull the arrow back and the bow goes flying.
No, he just said he would throw it. I mean,
well, I guess it can like maybe boomerang around.
I don't think that's how bows work.
No.
No.
Derpy Show.
Yeah, so what's new with you, dude?
Well, I spent $250 with Google, and then they gave me my money back, and now I'm really, really waiting for them to take my money again.
Hmm. So you're having a problem getting Google to keep your money.
Yes, it's very interesting.
Terrible.
No. Tragic. So what happened is, they announced their new tablet that's going to compete with the Kindle Fire at Google I.O., and it's called the Nexus 7, and I am a giant Google fanboy, so I had to immediately buy it. I'm like that Fry meme. Google just says, "Hey, we got a new thing," and I'm like, "Shut up and take my money."
Hmm. So what's good about this like thing? Like, why should I care about it over an iPad or a Samsung?
Any
Samsung
form of first world technology.
Well, the only thing that you should really compare it to, because it's a $200 piece of equipment, so you should compare it to other in the price range. It's also a 7-incher as opposed to a 10-incher. So it's most fair comparison is the Kindle Fire. Same price range, same size, same like reason to use it. This one's a native Google hardware, so Google's always going to be updated immediately. So instead of being like, I'm Amazon, and we've got this stupid interface, and we're always going to be on Android 2.3, this one ships with Android 4.1.
So every time Google comes up with a new dessert, it goes right onto the tablet?
Correct.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I guess that makes sense.
Desserts. Also, it has a camera, so you can Google Hangout and actually see people.
Not that anyone ever does that.
No, I'm really sad that no one does. But
it's like the best thing on the internet that nobody uses.
Google Plus is incredible. I'm so everyone that's listening to me right now, go on Google Plus and follow me. Put me in one of your circles, and I'll put you in mine.
He will, and he'll stalk you.
It's also
he might rape your babies.
I don't know about that. I'm not much of a baby raper.
Okay. That'll be on record.
Okay, that I'm not much of a baby raper. Yeah. I'm a little bit of a baby raper, though.
Okay. You said that one. I didn't.
God damn it. But no, so you had to, like, give them your money, and they go, hey, cool, you can afford this. We're going to give you that money back, and then not charge you for 2 weeks, and hope you still have $250 in your bank account.
No, that won't happen with you.
Well, so far, I've been keeping that happen. Like, I've got the money there.
No, you're going to waste it. You'll be like, oh, a sale on...
Steam?
Oh, yep. That just happened.
So, that's my current, like, desire, is to try as hard as I can to not waste that money.
Neofaust, you're being disturbingly quiet.
Are you just derping around the fucking internet right now?
No, I'm internalizing the moment into certain central dialogue on which I shall... cause a juxtaposition into another thing.
He really needs to write job descriptions because he just said almost nothing in so many words.
That was good as segue.
Well, so yeah, what you go? I got something to talk about with that.
Segwaying?
No, you're not allowed to segue.
Segue?
You're not allowed to segue.
Okay.
Ever.
Ever. But speaking of your segue, using a lot of words to say nothing, I discovered that there are a bunch of Wikipedia articles that, for random things, are like 50,000 words long.
Like, give me an example here, because apparently, I agree that there's probably Wikipedia articles for almost everything.
But apparently there... No, I understand there should be a Wikipedia article for everything. It's the living encyclopedia. But there's, like, a wiki article for one of the Beyoncé albums that's, like, 14,000 words long.
Wait, isn't it...
It's a graduate thesis on one...
How many millions of times more is that than the number of words in her actual albums?
I'm not certain. I'm sure it's way more.
Because I just saw this comparison the other day of, like, an old song with...
Oh, by Queen.
Yeah.
Was it Bohemian Rhapsody? Who runs the world?
Yeah. Girls. One producer, one singer.
Who runs the world?
Yeah.
Girls.
I think there was, like, maybe 10 words in the whole song.
Six writers and a bunch of stuff. Yeah. A girl's song was written by six writers.
Now, is her Wikipedia article similar? Does it just have, like, a lot of repeating?
I don't know. If that's the case, then it is totally meta and brilliant.
Wow. Well, wait, isn't there, like, when you're a contributor to, like, a Wikipedia article, isn't there some kind of, like, I don't know, contributor points or something? I don't know. I never contributed to anything on Wikipedia.
Wait, like karma, you get points like in, on
Wikipedia?
I don't know.
Is it, like, karma in, like, Reddit or something like that? Do you get certain, like, prestige if you...
I think what he's saying is that the more often you edit articles, the more likely they will be to keep, like, your contributions.
So you're telling me... that you could level up in Wikipedia.
Yeah.
How have I not been winning Wikipedia?
I don't know. I haven't gone any further.
But if you've never submitted anything to Wikipedia, the chances of your, like, contribution staying are very minimal.
But here's my next question. I just started, you know, lurking around Reddit. What the hell does the karma points do? You get enough karma on a post, does that do anything?
You win the internet if you get enough of them.
Do you have the power to go to another article and be like, hey, I'm an atheist thread, I'm a Christian, go down.
You win the internet after you collect enough of them.
Oh, okay.
How many do you have to collect to win?
Yeah, how many? Is there a quantitative number?
Basically.
All of them.
Yeah.
You need all of the karma points.
I think at some point there's going to be fights between the people with the highest amounts, and then there'll be like a quickening where they're transferred over.
A quickening. There can be only one Redditor.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's probably how it's going to go down. I'm trying to lay low so I don't have too many karmas. That way they don't come after me.
That way at the end times, you can just like sneak through.
Either that or everything I submit just gets downvoted to hell. And
yeah, maybe it's not that you're trying to sneak by, it's just that you can't contribute.
That's probably true.
Aww.
Yeah, so I started playing World of Warcraft again.
Oh, God!
Yes!
Yes!
No! Come on, give me a hit!
No!
Give me a hit!
No, you plebeian, you! No!
Go on.
A what?
So I heard that there's...
As Rothian, huh?
Oh, God dang it.
So I hear there's a lady playing with you now.
No, actually, not.
Really?
No.
It's a guy!
I'm plotting to have her play with me. And she has purchased the game, but hasn't activated.
Because all of them are $30, is that why?
Yes.
Awesome, good deal.
You use a scroll on here?
No, I got a scroll used on me.
Ah.
The scroll of resurrection?
Yeah. Basically auto-level to 80 and just be like, why fucking bother?
I'm just gonna get a stupid mount for bringing her
in. Off.
Mm-hmm. That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
So,
but I haven't played for over a year.
Are you starting a new character?
And my characters are already ready for raiding. After 4 days.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe three. I'm kind of a fiend at that game.
Yeah, that's kind of what you do it while. I mean, like you can play while casually, but like you can only succeed by failing at real life.
I play in hardcore spurts.
I use bots to play for me.
Hardcore spurts.
Yeah,
that sounds like
I play really intensely for a short period of time, and then I'll put it down for a while and walk away.
And you get tired, have to smoke a cigarette.
Yeah,
take a bath.
Take a bath. Cry and call your mother.
Cry, you know. Now, I let bots play for me sometimes. That's probably the only like intense amount of time I spent on WoW was trying to work out bots.
And then he got
was
banned.
Was cheating.
And now he's here.
Actually, I did get banned. My friends got banned because they're stupid enough because I set my bots up to where if like one of the GMs or somebody talked to you, you could have a text conversation from your phone talking through your bot. Yep.
And you just continued on doing whatever
monster killing
while you're talking to the GM.
Yeah. It's fun how that works.
How often did you get contacted?
Around like 3 a.m. usually from the GM, then I'd just be like, you're going non-stop and not talking to anybody. I'm like, oh no. Get up, type, type, type. But what I did there was completely legal because I was using it on a free server. And then I went to the actual real server with that.
You can't do that in WoW.
You can't do that.
All your information saved. The
you
server
know free
side.
Servers? No, you can use free servers.
You can.
What are
you can
talking
only stay
about?
On. You could stay there. Someone can make a private server.
Yeah.
Right, but you can't take that onto another server because everything.
No,
saved.
I took the bot program onto it.
Oh, okay.
Oh,
okay.
You're making it sound like
it.
Oh, I made
oh, no,
all this
no, no,
gold
no, no,
on this free server.
It's not Diablo 2, motherfucker.
I basically took the macro and the programming for the bot. I basically copied and pasted. Honestly, I'm not amazing. I just copied and pasted a bunch of Chinese bots and worked it out. To where they're smart and they don't go yoon every 2 seconds.
So what did you gain from this? Like what did you gain from the botting?
I kept up with my one of my jobs I worked with. They had like a team building kind of like routine where they would play WoW together and raid to, you know, I know.
So
I know.
You cheated at a work recreational thing.
So I can
wait,
keep up with it. Everybody's supposed to raid them. I'm just like, I'm not gonna play this game. I can't sit down for more than like 3 hours and play the game. I get up and go I'm going crazy. I get up and do a push
wait,
or something.
Wait.
Waiting.
So you're the only person in the world whose company said, hey, yay, we're going to pay you to play a video game. And you said, fuck that, I'm going to program a job.
It worked well on a resume.
Well, so on your resume it says, lols, I
cheated
hacked
at video
Warcraft.
Games.
Man, you're going to go real fucking far with that one.
You got me a job with the government.
Got you a job with the government.
That's on your resume. Botted at World of Warcraft is on your resume.
Actually, I think I used a fancier term of saying used remote automation to carry out, you
to
know.
Get to level 80 in video game.
No.
So I didn't have to play.
It's true. I worked on music and went out and socialized.
So you pay $15 a month to not play a video game.
I didn't pay that. No, I did most of the testing was done on the free server, but the time I did pay was on the other account, and that was when I would actually be actively playing or running the bot stuff.
So you really did not play World of Warcraft, is what you're getting at.
No, honestly, yeah, I stopped playing World of Warcraft before Battlegrounds patch came out.
What?
And then afterwards, I just kind of just jumped on a few times and then just automated everything.
So way back in 2003.
Yeah, exactly. Come think of it. 60, you know, disrespect priest. Nobody went that way. I had great mana pools, didn't do anything else. Sat there, god bubbled myself, and everybody else wiped.
Good story.
Yeah.
Man, you are awful at teamwork. Why are you a part of this group again?
I don't know. Because I'm crazy?
Don't mess with him.
So.
I hate everything and everyone.
I'm so tired right now. No, I didn't say it. Edit that.
You're turning into him.
I'm done. I'm not angry enough. I'm just crazy.
Slowly but surely. Did he bite you? Is it like...
you should check him for bite marks. Yeah, I don't want to get that close to
him.
I don't know.
There's this rash I woke up with after he hugged me.
You woke up with a rash after he hugged you?
I'm just talking out of...
It's called herpes, Neofast.
Is it?
Anonymous gave you herpes.
And you're not the only one.
Oh, my brain's just dead right now. But so I got back into World of Warcraft. I'm sorry. So about that. Reel this back in.
Well, let's go backwards a bit.
Bored.
Now, we told him that he couldn't segue. Can he rewind?
I think he's allowed to rewind.
All right.
Yes.
Neil Gaiman.
But I don't remember past
to episode one.
I start
talking about World of Darkness again.
I don't understand it. See, I don't remember past WoW right now. Actually,
you don't have any memory past World of Warcraft.
I think we talked about
Obama is president. A black man is president.
What does he?
This chick got really famous for killing her baby in Florida.
The new hit single is Friday,
you know,
by
really
this Rebecca
sad.
Black girl.
I was overseas for that, and like every time I went to mess hall, all the television like networks were just like slamming that left and right. Forget what was going on in Iraq or Afghanistan that a big battle happened or anything. This motherfucker killed her child, and that really pissed me off because I'm sitting there going like, yeah. So the guys I'm here with overseas, yeah.
Granted, technically she didn't do it.
Okay. through the legislative, like, you know.
Wait, what are we even talking
process,
about?
Right?
Casey Anthony, through the legislative process, or what is the word I'm trying to say?
Through the court, she proved without a doubt that she didn't quite do it, or not do it.
No, she wasn't proven guilty.
She was not proven guilty.
Yeah, right. You don't understand how the court system works, apparently.
I don't.
Having a dead baby in your trunk doesn't mean that you did it.
No, she didn't have to prove anything. It's your guilt. You're innocent until proven guilty. They had to prove that she did it.
Yeah, not the other way around. That's what it was.
Speaking of which, you know that essentially that's because the jury, even they admitted to it afterwards, they didn't know what reasonable doubt meant. Like, that's, they say that there's a that the modern court cases now favor people doing the wrong thing because juries, after watching all of these stupid NCIS shows with fucking judge, jury, and executioner, where they're like, fuck it, we got all this. We have the fucking bloody glove with your fingerprint and jism on it.
What's the word they always say in the meme? Was it like, zoom in and...
Enhance.
Right. Yeah. They think they need to have like this perfect evidence, and that's not really how it works. So all these people are getting off these high-profile court cases because people assume, because they've watched too much fucking television, and they believe that if you don't say the Miranda right, if the cop doesn't say the Miranda rights to you, you get to go home.
Wait, are you saying CSI isn't real?
No, CSI is not a
documentary. You're shattering Neil Faust's dreams.
I thought everything, seriously, digital forensics, I thought my job was set like that. I just sit there and go, do-do-do-do-do-do-do, crack the hard drive, found a kiddie porn, done. Are you saying my job's a joke? I have to stare at code all day and not push a magic button and enhance a hard drive?
I'm just saying, in one episode...
Wait, can we just... His job is a joke. Can we just tell him that real quick before we move on?
Yes, your job is a joke.
At the state right now where I work at? Yeah. I'd agree with you there.
So, but let me point out, there was an episode of, I believe, NCIS, where one person was trying to hack a system, and he wasn't hacking fast enough, so another person attempted to type on the same keyboard simultaneously. Because that works.
Wait,
that sounds like good TV to me. I don't know what you're talking about.
Wait, on the same keyboard?
On the same keyboard.
So it's live. So they're both typing. And I don't see how that worked.
It doesn't.
Here, you take that half. I'll take this half. Go.
Right, let's code.
Are you doing different lines? Are we doing the same word?
How do you...
How do I...
I hate you. Yeah, so it doesn't work.
I bet you we could... That's a brilliant idea, though. I bet him and I could hack the mainframe now.
Are you telling me hacking isn't like in the movie Hackers?
Log into the Gibson.
We just shoot. I can't. I'm on a 56 baud modem. It's so slow.
Upgrade to 14.4.
Oh, no. We've got to get all IPs. Hack all the IPs. So you tell
I'm
me...
Just,
you
I'm
tell me
tell
it's
you.
Not like 3D graphics flying in the air in cyberspace and hitting each other.
That's well. What I was led to believe that hacking is.
And
so obviously that's not true because I don't think there's a hacker in the world that's as hot as Angelina Jolie.
So wait, so you tell me Penn's not there in some kind of mainframe area, you know, looking all cool and hip with the dude with the goatee behind
also,
him?
Also, you can't play enough video games to get sucked into Tron. It's not going to happen.
It's not going to happen.
What about Lawnmower Man?
That could happen.
That could
okay.
happen, yeah. Totally can.
Lawnmower Man. What a fucking reference that is.
Early
All the
90s
phones are gonna ring.
Dude, this is my bag, not early 90s cyberpunk. I like
God.
I like where this is going, gentlemen. So you better change the subject quickly.
You know this
we don't want to indulge
you. You know what
need to move on.
That was such a super dark, like, weird, sci-fi, sexy movie.
What, Lawnmower Man?
Isn't there, like, a very adult
theme
in it?
There's a sex scene, yeah.
Right. And then they made a game for the Super Nintendo.
Yeah,
they
made a one
yes!
for this. This don't ever watch the second
Did
movie.
Did it involve,
seriously,
like,
do not
racing?
Watch. Do not watch the second
movie.
There
was a movie. Sequel?
Yeah, Job's War, and it's really, really retarded. If you
Did he suck people's brains in when they answered the phone or something?
Maybe, I don't know. No. He didn't make virtual bees.
I hope that I just made that
he
up.
He didn't make virtual bees fly about and do stuff.
Virtual bees.
You remember that? Like, a guy
virtual
gets killed by
bees
in the first movie. It's like, wee, it's like really shitty polygonal, like, bees attacking a dude.
They should make a movie called that, Virtual Bees.
Yeah.
Or maybe a video game.
Gets in your head.
Instead of dogs
it.
Or cats, you could play with virtual bees.
Like when Opa's like, you get bees, everybody gets bees!
And it turns to that scene from The Wicker Man where, like, Nicolas Cage is yelling, bees! You
yeah.
see that scene?
So Lawnmower Man came out, like 10 years after Tron. How come its graphics seemed worse?
No, well, I have to correct you on that. I think it came out in 90...
90, it was like 92,
here,
right?
Let me help you type.
Compared to 82.
Help me type on the same keyboard.
Yeah, let's see how fast you guys find the wiki if you work together.
Oh god, it's just, you fucking shit up. Shit got fucked. Alright,
Well, maybe if you didn't have a Mac.
Ooh.
First of all, it's a MacBook, but with 7 and Linux on it, okay?
So you decided, instead of having at least one computer that worked, you cram 3 computers and have none of them fully operational.
I use a lot of VM.
You really liked Return of the Jedi, didn't you?
Dude, what? No, wait. Is that the fourth, fifth, sixth one? That's the sixth one, right?
One.
The last one, right?
Yes.
Okay.
He loves the Ewoks. That's his favorite thing.
Jeb.
What's that? When is it? When was it?
1992.
Why?
And so Tron came out. Tron.
82, right?
Tron came
82,
out.
82, you're correct.
See, 10 years.
Damn.
Don't question me on sci-fi films,
you know,
boy.
I love to argue empirical evidence on things. So, yeah.
What?
What? Science.
He loves to argue empirical evidence.
I do, because I need to experience the evidence before me and see the actual number, as opposed to just take you on your knowledge.
I think that means you like to see the facts, not that you like to argue empirically.
Well, it also means that he doesn't trust anyone.
Empiricism
that's
is that,
true.
Yeah. That's
you have trust issues?
I always have trust issues.
That sounds like a problem
I don't trust myself.
Dr. Bohr!
I'm a doctor of love. I don't do trust issues.
Listen, I think we can help him. All right, here, I'll soothe him. I'll soothe.
Oh, this sounds good. Oh, don't touch him like that.
Why is your finger wet?
Just let it happen.
That's an out bow.
No. It goes both ways. Like your mom. Now, Bohr, ask him the questions.
On the next episode of Derby Show, Neofaust got fingered.
Neofaust, would you like some sausage? Some sausage?
You just fuck me in your ass! Let it just bend over right here! Go at it!
But I have the LeBaron Neofaust.
God, that's gonna be edited out of context, isn't it?
Yep.
I'm sorry I broke your wheelie board ramp.
Derby Show.
I don't even really do console gaming much anymore.
You have like 5 consoles in reach right now.
That's true.
I don't actively play games. I wish I had time.
You don't even play World of Warcraft.
You actively avoided playing World of Warcraft.
Well, I thought it was cool. I got really.
I thought it was cool to not play it.
You know, I'm quite.
Yeah, everyone else was playing it, so I wanted to do something different.
Well, I thought the monotony.
I thought,
of playing
I can play with
game,
my feet this way.
I mean, I don't mean to belittle it and like basically minimalize the whole gameplay itself, but the monotony of just like going through level to level and that reward system. I thought I needed to get more out of it than just sit there and just go to the point where I get to 60.
In his defense, it was a lot more difficult in the past. Nowadays, it's so much more fun.
Was it more difficult or less fun? I read an article about this.
Both.
Originally, WoW was. I felt like it wasn't more difficult. It was more. Bullshit.
40 man.
Grinding was incredibly easy. You just had to fucking do it.
Yeah. Well, I feel like
the quests were terrible. They would be like, go to the far end of the world and now pick up something and then now come all the way back and then go to another different corner of the world that is impossible to go to.
In other words?
And then like at the end of the day, after spending 6 hours of playing, you'd have a quarter of a level.
Seriously, it pissed me off and I felt like I could have done something better. And so that's why I decided to try and automate it to catch up, because I wanted to play with my friends. It was a social aspect. I wanted to play with my friends, but my friends were fucking hardcore, and A, didn't have a job, and B, didn't study. So me having to do all this, I wanted to automate something to keep up with them. I'm very big on social gameplay. Like, I play LOL like crazy when my friends play LOL, which is League of Legends. So I honestly, that's what kept me from, like, wanting to fully play and eat a dick!
I don't understand LOL.
It's microcosm MMOs in a PvP form.
It's a tower defense game. I played it. I don't like tower defense.
It's not tower defense.
No, not tower defense.
It's Defense of the Ancients.
It's Dota, basically.
Aren't they kind of similar?
No. Tower defense, you send waves of creeps to each other and build defenses. This one, you're an active player.
What?
Kind of like in an MMO, and you go around and level up by fighting not only the creeps, but the other players.
Right, I've played it. I just thought that they were similar.
It's just quick microcosm.
Orcs Must Die is a good first person like
tower defense. Yeah,
tower
definitely.
Defense.
Very well done.
Okay.
Which is probably
speaking
on sale
of which,
too, right?
It's probably on sale.
We could push
week.
Stuff.
Orcs Must
buy.
Die 2. was announced.
Really?
Not long ago.
Nice.
And it's going to have co-op.
So the orcs didn't die the first time?
Not all of them.
Okay.
Derpy Show.
Hey, you know, we can talk about something really current. Tomorrow night is when Batman comes out.
You know, I'm not excited for it. I'm just kind of mad.
Are you, like, thinking fourth dimensionally here?
I'm thinking fourth dimensionally.
Okay.
Tomorrow night, Batman Dark Knight Rises comes out.
But you're not thinking fourth dimensionally. You have to think of fourth dimensionally in the future, but multiple infinite times of that same occurrence and the different occurrences that could happen.
Are you just three-dimensionally
in the
future? I get where he's coming from, but it doesn't make any fucking sense because he's like, oh, well, what if there's an asteroid that crashes into the planet and Batman doesn't come out?
See,
that's a possibility.
He gets me. It's like he gets me.
I understand him. He's just an idiot.
Whoa. That's heavy.
He gets me. It's like you see into my soul.
No. He's not saying into your soul.
He's just seeing how much of an idiot you are.
Yep, that seems to
he's
be
the derp
here.
Whisperer. The derp. It's different.
So wait, so Batman's coming out.
Yeah, Batman.
Are you excited about that or something?
So Batman's coming out. What is it? Where are the movie tickets going?
I don't know much about the new Batman movie.
I couldn't, man.
Well, there's Anne Hathaway in a cat suit.
Yeah.
Is it really a cat suit? I saw, like, clips that didn't look cat-like.
You know, cat suits don't actually look like cat stuff, right?
No, I'm thinking furries.
He hangs out with furries too much.
Apparently I do.
Cat suits are just like tight leather suits. I guess technically Black Widow wore a cat suit.
Yeah, sure.
Technically?
Ladies?
So, you got Anne Hathaway in a cat suit. That's kind of cool.
Okay.
I'm kind of excited for Batman. Like, I'm not
super stoked. Like, when The Dark Knight came out, for months ahead of time, I was doing all of the, like, alternate reality game stuff on the internet, and driving around Orlando trying to find clues, and, like, taking pictures and sending them in, and cutting pieces of paper out of a newspaper, and making horrible shit and sending it into the Joker.
Fucking nerd.
And I was really fucking into it. And I just... Yeah. I just feel like I spent all of my nerddom into that movie.
And you don't have any left for this one, is that what you're saying?
Kind of. Well,
do they even have any ARG type stuff going on?
I think they did a little, but nothing like the last one.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and how they're doing this one. So, I feel like all of DC's goodwill that they built with Dark Knight, which was nothing of their own fault. Like, DC didn't do that. Christopher Nolan did that. So they had this with Dark Knight, and then they're like, huh, let's kill Batman. Oh, wait, that's dumb. Hey, let's put Batman in all these different time periods. Like, Pirate Batman, and Witch Hunter Batman, and Caveman Batman. Oh, you mean all those things are dumb, too? Oh, quick, let's bring him back to life.
I am the Unga that lurks in the Bunga.
Right, no, that legitimately happened. They had a guy in a fucking cave suit.
He went through
and
time.
And he, like, killed a giant bat and wore its cloak, or its skin as a cloak.
That was the curse that Darkseid gave to him.
And then they're like, man, all of this storyline stuff is stupid.
I would watch that if it was a movie where he fought Captain Caveman.
Captain Caveman! But in the end, they'd have to work together to get into the Batmobile and beat Dick Dastardly in the wacky race.
See, I would watch that.
I would totally watch that. Can we get a Hanna-Barbera DC crossover?
It's not as
all, aren't they all owned by Warner Brothers now?
Derpy Show.
Did anyone see Spider-Man?
Yes.
How was it?
I have seen somebody who's seen Spider-Man.
Ooh, nice.
He said it was...
You know?
I don't know, it's like...
and how was that?
It was meh.
wait.
It was very meh.
I gotta give my review. Saw Spider-Man. Had some stuff.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Bits of things. Shots of web.
So was Spider-Man. It was okay.
It was okay. He basically, like, you know, geeked about and jibber-jabbered.
I think we established last...
Wait. Spider-Man jibber-jabbered? Who played him? Fucking Mr. T?
Some guy was... I don't know the guy's name, but he basically just played off the whole geeky, dorky kind of just, like... I don't know.
I believe you're referring to Andrew Garfield.
Yeah, that guy. Is I?
Well, Spider-Man does usually pity the fools and not kill them.
Yeah,
I guess that's appropriate.
My question is: is this now canon in the whole Ultimate Universe that they're doing, or the movie universe they're pulling?
No.
It's not canon. No, untied.
No, it's not.
He's technically an Avenger later on, I think.
Right. No. You see, the way the Marvel movie universe works is there's a very specific set of films that have to be. Not owned by Sony or Fox. Mm-hmm. They're the people that own Spider-Man and Daredevil
and X-Men
and, all that crap. And the reason...
I heard they're going to do a remake of the Fantastic Four and Daredevil. This is recently...
They're working on them. The reason they're working on them is if they don't, the rights go back to Disney.
Faggots.
So that means they have to crank out a movie whether it's good or not. Which is why this Amazing Spider-Man movie came out less than 10 years.
That'd be hilarious if they did it. Like they just had students make the movie and they gave them like $300, and they're like, "Here's a camera, film this movie."
Be like the Italian Spider-Man.
Well, did you ever hear about the original Fantastic Four movie from the early 90s?
Oh, is it up there with the really shitty 80s, like Captain America and Spider-Man movies?
It's worse, and it was never released. You can find it at conventions and on the internet. They just had people throw together like a $3,000 Fantastic Four film, and it looks dreadful. Like, so bad. I've seen it. It's
somehow
disgusting.
It looks worse than the ones that came out.
Yes.
In theaters.
The thing looks kind of like a Ninja Turtle painted orange.
Nice. You know, since I'm not excited for the Batman movie, I am excited for Total Recall. Even though if it's a Total Recall back to the original movie.
Are they going to have the three-boobed woman?
Apparently, yes. There's a trailer
where she says, "You're going to wish you had three hands." I flip my shit.
And it's obviously zoomed
in. Wait, so she stole the other guy's line?
Yeah.
It's an homage.
It's an homage.
I guess.
It's a pastiche of an homage.
Whatever.
Plastique d'hommage?
Yeah, it's a French term. Plastique d'hommage.
But yeah, basically, I think they're going to push back the whole... They're going to hound the idea that he's still at Total Recall throughout the whole movie. Because I remember in the 80s version, they never really... They just wanted to make, like, what? Apparently a sci-fi action film that was just kind of like, hey, it's action-y and sci-fi, right?
Yeah.
Was that the original idea? And then this one, they're wanting to really hammer the whole idea that, you know, this is technically not real and he could just wake up. So I wonder if they're going to have a scene.
Have you ever seen the original Total Recall the whole time? They're like, no, it's a dream. You can totally wake up at any point. Like, you never know in the film whether it's all real or it's all fake.
Yeah, till that baby comes out of that guy's chest.
It's not a baby.
It's not a baby.
He doesn't, like, give birth to a weird mutant baby.
It's a conjoined twin, I know, but still, is a baby.
Quaid. Derpy Show. Is it weird to anyone else that the Keebler elves are CGI now?
They are? I don't really watch TV.
I saw a cartoon. It was at the movies, actually.
Seriously, I don't watch any more TV.
They had a cartoon, the Keebler elf commercials, and they were CGI, and weirded me out. Kind of like the CGI Smurfs weirded me out. Aren't supposed to look like that.
Wait, there was CGI Smurfs?
The movie came out.
Yeah, they're CGI.
There was a CGI Smurfs movie?
Katy Perry was Slutty Smurf.
She must have been a firework.
Did you just make a Katy Perry like...
Wait, she did do that song, right?
Right, yeah.
Okay. No, seriously, upon further, like, you know, recollection, I don't watch any more TV after, like, I tried to watch History Channel, and all it is, it went through phases. It went through actual history shows... to shows about trucks going over ice and fishing, or is that Discovery? I don't know. It's a big blur to me now. And then after that, now it's about selling shit. Like, seriously. There's so many shows about selling
I think you're talking
shit.
About sci-fi, right? Oh, wait, no, that's Kung Fu.
No, sci-fi is all fucking... slap. Sci-fi is all about fucking ghost shows now, for God's sakes. Ah. Yeah, but no, seriously, it's all about, like, selling stuff now. I'm just like, so,
So
like, oh, so we have like Dorothy's Dorothy's slippers from the Wizard of Oz. How much are these worth? And they're like, hey, yeah. Yo, we've got this storage unit that no one bought anything. How much can I get for it? And then we got this. Yeah.
So I'm just like, so where's, I understand there's some like maybe draw of history, like, oh, he brought in a declaration of something and it's this and that. And how much is it? It's that. Okay, cool. And then there's that picker show where they walk around like, I bought signs, oil company signs. Look at this. I bought a rusty bag. Woo. It's sold it for stuff. And so from then on, it's that. And then it's also the ice road trucker kind of brigades of just all this. We're driving a truck over ice and great. What does this pertain to history? Other than driving trucks. And then, is there a fishing show, too? Did the History Channel pick up, like, a crab show or something? To counteract
Greatest Catch is... Well, that's all it's called.
That's most Discovery, dangerous. Right? But there's another one.
Most Dangerous Fish.
The Fish Most Dangerous.
Well, no, there's a show called Monster Shark Fish or something. Shark Week. Yeah, that still happens, thank God. But no, I gave up on that when I was just watching all these shows. I'm just like, what does this pertain?
You've got to close the beaches.
No, and then the final straw was a fucking alien show. The show about, like,
ancient aliens.
My God, really? It really hurts. I'm just like, this is how this has to do with history. Yeah, you learn about history, but also you learn about aliens creating the history. It's like, what the fuck's aliens. Going on? It just... Why? It hurts so much. And then I turn to the Science Channel, the only last bastion of anything cool. But then there's a show called Oddities, where they go in and sell shit. And I'm just like, no, it's creeping in on everything. Why? Why is it creeping in? Is it going to be Ice Road Truckers on Science Channel? No, wait, scratch that. It's going to be like, I don't know, Bahamian coconut boat drivers or something? I think it'd be like, yo, man, we've got coconuts. It's dangerous here in these waters. Is that what's going to go on? I don't even know if that's a Bahamian accent, but, you know.
This has been A Rant About Commercialism with DJ Neofaust.
It hurts.
What the fuck happened over there? Derpy
Show. And now... DJ Snorlax talks about a chocolate bar.
The Firecracker Bar combines our premium dark chocolate blend with popping candy and spices for an explosion of flavors. Enjoy the sensations of your throat warming as your whole mouth playfully tingles and pops. Welcome to the wild side of chocolate. Chow chocolate arouses your senses. We use all natural ingredients and Venezuelan cacao, the core of our artisan chocolate blend, to create memorable experiences you can enjoy every day.
This has been another episode of Channing Reed's Crap Off of a Candy Bar.
Why is it so sexual? Like, what about this chocolate bar makes you want to do it?
I told you, it wants to be inside of you.
It wants to be inside of you. It wants to be
inside of me.
Yeah.
So it has to, like, you know,
get you,
talk you into it.
Get well, you it, all greased up.
Well, it is 60% dark cacao.
I feel like there's a different pronunciation for that.
Cacao.
It's like that.
It's not some, cacao.
There's this liqueur called Curacao, and I always called like Curacao or something like that. And
what?
It's pronounced Curacao. It's this kind of like liqueur that you mix in with all these geeky drinks from the Drunken Moogle. You guys should go to Drunken Moogle.
What the fuck is happening?
Doing a shameless plug for a website. Shameless plug.
I wish we could have gotten his hand motion.
Just had, like, idly, like, tapping you.
You gotta go to the Drunken Moogle.
It's programmed. I can't stop it.
Drunken Moogle.
The way you do it is very disturbing.
So.
Yes. So, back on track. Where is it track?
on to a completely different topic.
Yeah.
Apparently, in Scotland, they discovered real-life Frankensteins.
Now, how do you discover them? Because Frankenstein was created by a dude.
They discovered...
So they discovered that a guy created some Frankensteins?
Essentially. They discovered a pair, a male and a female, centuries old, from like 800 or even possibly BC. Old Scots.
Is that before they had lightning rods to activate a Frankenstein?
Correct, which means they were probably sacrificing people at Stonehenge to bring them to life.
Like the bog men? Okay. And they found preserved in the mud?
Perfectly preserved in a peat bog. Yeah. But the skeletons, there's a perfectly, not perfectly preserved, but skeletons of a male and a female.
Yeah.
But they had up to at least six different humans' bones to put together to make the one body.
Cool.
Isn't that kind of creepy?
That's
and awesome?
Really awesome. Because I freaking love Scotland when I went there, and that just adds to the awesomeness of Scotland. Well, the Scots are pretty fucking
cool. I've not been to Scotland.
Do they have any theories on why that is?
The best they have, they don't actually think
they're
probably...
I'm assuming they're already dead when they had the parts headed into
what
them.
What they assume is that they
no,
were already
No, they do
dead.
That to live people. It probably worked back then.
The Aztecs did crazy shit like that, though, too. Drug you up and pull your heart out.
Well, what they assume is that these might have been, like, some sort of important elder, or they assumed it was, like, a god or an elder, whoever was in charge, like, maybe someone broke in and stole one of the bones. Well, they have to...
How do you do that when they're in the bog already? And he steal the bones.
Well, they probably weren't in the bog originally. Oh,
burial mounds, gotcha.
Burial mounds,
gotcha.
And then they might dig them up to, like, do some sort of ceremony.
Yeah.
And when one of the pieces was missing, they had to supplement it with another
Actually,
piece.
Actually, scratch that. I don't think the burial mounds, I don't think they buried them. They just had little, like a mausoleum set up.
And they dug underneath.
Like they? The oh, I didn't know they dug.
I think they dug underneath, like the people of Rohan.
Ah, gotcha. God damn it.
Symbol Mune. Never have these flowers grown on a father burying a son.
Was this Dragonlance?
No, this is Game of Thrones he's talking
no,
about.
No, it's Lord of the Rings, you Lord both cocks. Fuck you guys. I expected that bullshit from Steven, but you, I expected a little bit better.
Seriously, it's like how I love those, like, with those memes. It's like, it's got, like, Spock doing the symbol, and he says, like, may the force be with you, and the quote's from Gandalf. I love those memes. So much.
Why? Because you think they're accurate?
Yes. In my mind, everything.
What? I watch a lot of Game of Thrones. There is totally a House Rohan.
There's not a House Rohan in Game of Thrones.
It's a horse house.
There's a lot of whorehouses.
Horses.
So, have you seen the memes? So,
Sarah Jessica Parker is not in Game of Thrones.
Aww. I totally thought she was that white horse that Khal Drogo gave to
That's right.
Sarah.
She did make a cameo in her episode.
He just strode on through. Yeah.
Matthew Broderick, coincidentally enough, was the guy that died in that episode, so.
He was in that show?
No.
Back to Frankenstein. So, they just think it's just what? They brought him together and then just, like, they get cursed and they threw him in the bog? Because usually they put people in the bog to kind of.
I feel like you already explained this and you just didn't get it the first time.
I didn't get it the first time.
So, the bones, instead of. Like, it's less important for people. To think that that's all the same person, like yeah. They want them to think that this is something that's eternal. So if it ends up getting missed, if parts go missing or become destroyed,
yeah.
They would just supplement another bone. So that way, the common folk would think it's the same
still
person.
The same thing.
Correct.
I gotcha.
It's very, very like ancient, super ancient, like Illuminati shit.
Illuminati.
Right. Like it's well, seriously, like pulling the string so that way the common dumb folk.
Like
believe
Bronze Age Illuminati.
Correct.
Okay.
Don't get me started.
Do you think they're? Are you like an Illuminati?
No, I love to read about.
Do you have that
him?
Tattoo from the Da Vinci
He's
Code?
He's been playing a lot of the Secret World. So
a lot of it. No, I absolutely love reading up on like conspiracy theories. Like it's a huge kind of like hobby of mine because I don't believe it. I just love the fact that people can go so far to pull these just like. Slight leads of proof together to, like, you know, cause this whole intricate network of things, like the Templars, the Masons, the Illuminati, the scaly aliens that run America and stuff like that.
Yeah, I've seen B.
And listening to, well, have you ever listened to Coast to Coast? That's a wonderful show just to listen and laugh about because, like, wow. Jeez. V, yeah, didn't she eat, like, a guinea pig or something?
Something like that.
Yeah. They're lizards in
there. They're lizards. Just like Harry Potter.
What?
He's a lizard, you know? Anyways, come on.
Who's a lizard?
Harry Potter?
Harry Potter's not a lizard.
You're a lizard, Harry.
God damn.
Anyways. Yeah, so, but yeah, but going back to that.
We need a
world.
God damn it counter.
God damn it.
That
ding.
Dings every
God
time.
God damn it. Ding, ding, ding.
You get frustrated.
You can put that in post.
Please do, yeah. Ding. Eventually, if we ever upgrade to videos, it'd be like a Krillin Own kind of thing that pops
exactly.
Up in the lower third and just be like, damn it, bing, damn it, bing. Or God damn it, Steve, it would be the name of it. God
yeah.
Damn Steve. God damn Neofast. Yeah. But no, Secret World, no, that's another great one. I mean, like, it basically throws in all three of those, except for the dragon, which just comes out of whatever.
So wait. Have you built a bot to avoid playing the Secret World yet?
I thought about it, actually. Mostly a macro kind of based one that just does a lot of the movement and the pathfinding for me.
So the answer is yes.
Yes.
You've already got a game to avoid playing the game.
Well, but I'm no genius when it comes to building these things. I basically, like, pick and choose parts from, like, you know, other programs and just kind of get it working.
No, don't worry. I wasn't trying to say you were a genius.
Okay, thank you. Because I just basically, if you see my code, what takes an actual professional to do in 5 lines, I do in 15 with a lot of comments and terrible memory allocation.
I have no idea what the fuck you're saying.
Yeah, I have no idea what's going on anymore.
I do a number of crunch things.
This happens about 7 times an episode where he just keeps going on a rant and we just tune him out and we have no idea what's going on at the end.
It does. Can they give me a treat when I'm silent?
Give you a treat. No, the last one gave you a treat, it was tea, and it went tling, 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 tling.
Put the whole fucking episode. You put things in my hands, sir, I play with them. Take it, you
put your balls away, Jeez. Snorlax.
Hey, you said he'd play with them.
Certain rules, that. Certain rules. But Secret World, yeah, it's, I don't know, it's still your generic MMO. I just like the sense that it's modern day, it deals with magic and technology.
Alright, we've already established that you don't really like to actually play video games, so let's go back to talking about how you like conspiracy theories.
Conspiracy theories?
What are some of your favorite conspiracy theories? Because I imagine you as being the guy on Facebook who keeps posting pictures of chemtrails.
What? Chemtrails? What are those?
Look it up. It'll be your new favorite conspiracy theory.
Conspiracy?
Do you know what my favorite conspiracy theory is?
What?
Paul McCartney's dead.
Is that up there with, like, is Elvis he? Being dead as well, too?
Who's Paul McCartney?
So Paul McCartney, one of the Beatles, you fucking...
Troll. He's trolling you. Calm down. It's all right. He's trolling you. It's all right. It's all right. I do love the Monkees, too.
One of
I love him in the Monkees.
Records you found?
Yes, it's one of my hipster records.
I love Paul McCartney and the Monkees. It's great. Don't worry.
You're coming suckers. Anyway, so Paul McCartney, whereas Elvis is actually dead. But I have a conspiracy theory for that, too.
That he's not dead.
He's a vampire.
That he was dead. He is dead now, but he wasn't dead when people thought he was dead. But anyway, makes I digress. Sense.
Go on.
Paul McCartney is dead.
Is that because people haven't seen him at gas stations for a while?
No, people see that. Well, see, this is what happens. So, there was a point early on in the Beatles' career where Paul McCartney got into a motorcycle accident.
I was talking about Elvis. Who's this Paul McCartney guy again?
Motherfucks.
The Monkees! Oh, he died recently.
Right. Oh, yeah, Rock Band Beatles. That guy?
Yes.
Yeah.
The guy from Rock Band Beatles.
It's really sad if a lot of exposure happens because of that. But go, hey, before you aneurysm in your head, have a brain aneurysm. Continue.
So, the theory goes he actually did have a motorcycle accident. And people didn't see him for a long time. When they saw him came back, he had scars and a big beard. And the theory is, and from that point on, the band was different. Things were different. And the theory is that Paul McCartney actually died on that motorcycle crash, but the Beatles were worth so much money that the producers got a guy and gave him plastic surgery to make him look like Paul McCartney and then forced him to be in with the band. And then John
were
Lennon...
Surgeons that good back then?
Who knows?
Okay.
But then there's John Lennon then would start to secretly put in hints that Paul is dead into the rest of the albums.
Oh, no. Yeah.
Like, number you can backmask things that sound like...
Number nine.
Sound like...
Number nine.
Get down, Paul. Nine. Get him, shoot him. Shit like that.
Number nine.
And then you can, like, put the posters together for the, who is the walrus, who is the Eggman, and, like, fold it in, and it has special words.
But then there's a huge suggestive kind of psychology involved in that when you get around people that say, here is a bit of chaos, your mind's gonna make sense out of this chaos, but you see faces! You see Jesus!
That's true. I'll get to that in a second.
Yeah.
Ultimately, I think that the Paul is dead rumors are ultimately true, and that I think that John Lennon actually did put these things into the music and into the albums.
Smart man.
Mainly because he and Paul McCartney thought it was fun to fuck with people.
Mm.
And I feel like they were the ones that started that rumor, not anybody else.
So the conspiracy theory is that those two were more fun than they really are.
Probably.
That's the theory, that they might be more fun.
Yeah.
Okay.
Speaking of Elvis, so my grandmother...
Wait, we never heard what his favorite conspiracy theory
was.
Go ahead.
Oh, my favorite conspiracy theory was the concept of the whole idea of Atlantis being in not so much in, like, the Atlantic Ocean, but the Pacific Ocean.
Oh, it's in another galaxy.
Yes.
I saw this.
Yeah, no, wait, what?
Yeah, it's underwater in another galaxy, after they activate the correct Stargate chevron, then they can go there.
Oh, hey, you know, my chopper can get there.
It can.
Cool.
It can. But this is based off the whole theosophical doctrine of the books of, I think it was like Theta or something like that. Basically, these books written by these masters of mystics, these Tibetan mystics that basically said they come in contact with the masters of Atlantis and stuff like that. And the conspiracy with that is basically they still pull the strings like the Illuminati does. The Illuminati is a direct pull from the Atlanteans that are like basically when the island collapsed, they all scurried apart and spread their knowledge elsewhere, thus giving like the Greeks the ability to like, you know, make machines or make automated like displays for temples and stuff like that. So Plato basically
Wait, the Greeks had automated displays for temples.
Yes, they had basically
high-def AMOLED screens.
Yeah, I was picturing LCD screens.
No, they had, like, automatons that would basically...
Robots.
Yeah. Yes. You know, I saw that Aladdin cartoon where the guy had robots, so I figured that was truth. I was accurate.
Okay, so the Greeks had robots. Continue.
Yeah. But basically, my favorite theory is that we lead to... Basically... The Egyptians and all the early, like, you know, civilizations had a lot more technology than we lead on to let them, you know, go with. And it's a result of the Atlanteans and stuff like that.
They explained all of this in Stargate.
Not everything
is actually based on Stargate.
Stargate's based on
But everything things. He's talking about is totally all tied in with Stargate.
Well, that's cool. I gotta watch it then, because God. I dig that.
Because the gods lived on other planets, and they used the Stargates to come in, and that's how we got all the technology back then.
Jesus is from another planet,
but then
too.
The slaves rebelled, and they buried the Stargate, and now we don't have all that technology anymore.
Don't watch Stargate, Steven. Don't watch it. It's not good.
Mormon Jesus. Sorry.
Is Mormon
what
Jesus
the hell is up with Jesus?
Apparently the Mormons believe that Jesus came from another planet.
It's a different... I don't want to get into this conversation with you fucking plebes.
Just like the Scientologists.
What's a plebe?
Plebeian.
It's those things you grow around your dick.
It's like a... Wow.
Oh, okay.
Wow.
It's not like he's... It's another terminology for, like, heaven. It's another plane. It's different. Planet is the most... Because it was during a more scientific age when it was being written, when those books were being written, that planet
Space
made
Space Jesus!
Space Pope.
Space Pope.
Space Pope.
This is Lola the Space Pope.
But yeah, this, the theories of like the Atlanteans influencing things tying into the Illuminati, and the thing that always made me laugh was just the scaly aliens that are apparently the Bush family.
Or Scalians.
Family. Scalians, yeah.
Scalians.
What got me so much was Al Jorgensen, I think, the lead singer of Ministry, was really into these theorems. I don't know if he's a big troll or really believes in it. Either way, it makes me laugh to hear all these theorems about that.
Well, isn't a theorem provable?
Sure, I guess. Rip off somebody's skin. They're scales! Hey, man!
So you're saying to me that the lead singer of Ministry is really into this?
He seems that way.
Was he as into it as the lead singer of Judas Priest was into leather?
Do you know who Ministry is?
Do you know who Judas Priest is?
Yes, he's gay.
Yeah, and really into leather.
Really gay, too.
Thank you.
I had a Judas Priest minister that raped me once.
Oh, God.
Is that what we're talking about?
Yes, that's exactly what we're talking about.
Was it at a Lady Gaga concert?
Was that it was like 6 months ago.
I don't want to talk about it.
Derpy Show.
So this guy goes up to a guy on the beach, and he realizes he's his favorite magician. He's like, yo, fucking magician guy, do a trick for me.
He sees Chris Angel.
He sees Chris Angel. Chris Angel says, yo. He says, yo, Chris Angel, do a fucking trick.
Be
a fucking mind freak. Freak my fucking mind. Chris Angel's all like, ugh, I'm so goth and I can't do that because I'm at the beach. I have to wear like SPF 1000. The guy's like, yo, fucking magician guy, do your fucking freaky shit. And he says, okay. Now turn around. So the guy turns around and he says, I want you to concentrate very clearly. He says, now. Do you feel that pressing on your backside? The guy goes, yeah, that's kind of weird. He's like, now do you feel that pressing even closer inside of you? And he goes, yeah. And he goes, and he puts his hands on either side of the guy's face and says, ta-da. Because he raped
him. I get it. It just wasn't that funny.
So no, it wasn't. It's not funny.
I was just... What?
I like that I injected Chris Angel into that one.
Even with Chris Angel.
Derpy Show.
And now it's time to make DJ Neofaust realize things. Did you realize that Bing stands for Bing is not Google?
What? Huh. Why did this moment I feel like that guy from that British show, like The Bucket List and The Idiot Abroad? I feel like I'm that guy, and you two, one of you is Ricky Gervais, and the other dude is the other
Steve
guy.
Steve Merchant?
Yeah, of that show.
And you're Carl Pilkington?
Why did I feel like that? But I'm not as...
Because you're an idiot, and we want to send you out abroad.
Please do. I'm down for that.
Oh, it's been a slow year.
It's been a very
We just don't have the budget for a camera crew to follow
Yeah. Send me... Actually, no. I don't
or
want
to actually
guys.
Even send him.
Come to think of it, I don't want you guys to send me anywhere on the world because I have a feeling
we don't need to
you could send me the shittier parts.
I just think we should send him to, like, Little Viet Town and convince him we actually sent him to Saigon.
We put him in a box for, like, 2 days and make it sound like a plane outside.
And then we just
guys,
drop him
I
in Little
to
Vietnam.
In the corner of this box. The plane tilted, and it wasn't a happy
He's
trail.
On a cell phone. He's like, I don't know where I am, but there's Bond Me everywhere.
Give him, we give him Monopoly money, so he has to try to figure out how to use that in the new society.
I like this.
The new society. Like in the 2 days, society's crumbled. He woke back up. Ooh, it'd be better if we actually convinced him that he was frozen, and he's in the future, and we're like our own descendants.
We just drop him off
in
Toronto.
Oh, and this is just a simulation. Yeah, this is just a simulation. You know, I'm not that stupid, right?
Because in the future, we all just become Canada.
Makes sense. Do we all fight in video game-like fights instead of breaking out in song?
If you punch somebody hard enough, they do turn into coins.
They do.
Yeah. I'm like level 6. Have you not leveled up yet?
I haven't leveled up.
He made a fucking bot to level himself.
Level me up.
No, that's just called jerking off. It's different.
But he got a robot to do it.
A robot to do it for me, Jess.
Oh, gotcha.
Robits.
Robits.
All about them robits.
Robitches.
Robitches, dog.
Fucking Romo.
Romosexual.
Robosexual.
Wait, is Romosexual like a gay robot or someone who really loves Tony Romo?
I think of Romani. I like Gypsy Girls.
Who's Tony Romo?
He's a football player. I wouldn't expect you to understand.
Gypsy Girls are good.
Gypsy girls?
Are they called carnies in America?
No, they're gypsies. That's different.
Are they called carnies?
Like, ethnically gypsy.
Okay, two. Okay, I'm sorry. The gypsies I dealt with... What?
When you were backpacking across Europe?
No, when I was working
And you were
overseas,
lost in the woods?
Working overseas in Skopje.
And you bargained this rabbit pelt for
Well, here's my
dining.
Understanding. Here's my understanding of gypsies. I was told that gypsies are like our Mexicans, but instead of hopping the border and working, they hop the border, have babies, and hold them in front of you outside of like traffic stops.
Essentially, that does happen. And then they go in while you're in the metro and you're like sitting.
I thought gypsies were the ones that stole your babies.
No, that's a dingo.
That's
I thought they stole the shrimp off the Barbies.
No, they eat your baby.
Oh, okay.
The shrimpy.
Did you hear that? That's apparently that happened.
What?
You know dingo that woman? You know that baby? Woman that said like the dingo ate my baby and everyone believed her. She's like Casey Anthony from
movie.
The 80s.
Yeah.
Well, they made a movie about her.
Yeah.
Well, apparently at that time they're like, no, you're obviously fucking lying. No dingo has ever eaten a baby. That's never happened. It's not gonna happen. Well, since then there's been like a case a year of dingoes actually eating babies. So it just so happens
Do you
that.
Do you think that it's just like copycat killers?
Apparently, a lot of these are like evident. Like they have the videotape evidence.
Dingo
like
DNA.
Why?
Bingo.
Wait,
DNA.
I'm an Aboriginal guy. I've lived here generations.
You look like an Aboriginal guy.
I know, right? So
No. You're not
I'm
an Aboriginal guy.
I'm only
you
my
just
baby.
Like the original ABBA. It's different.
I'm only my baby in this trough in the middle of the outback, so this dingo can come by and eat him. I'm not gonna watch the baby. Why? Why do you let that happen?
The dingoes actually sneak in. Like,
to the house and be like, oh, I'm in your house. I'm going to nom, nom, nom in your baby.
Well, yes.
Do they steal the babies like fairies do and leave like a halfling?
They leave a little dingo pup in its
actually,
place.
Actually, I think they just probably leave poop or something. But,
you know, a lot of people would probably prefer the dingo puppy.
Probably.
Some people would probably think that was a fair trade. Get
yeah,
the baby,
probably,
get
yeah.
some poop.
Wait,
yeah.
A fair trade baby?
Fair trade baby. Yeah.
Do they sell those at Starbucks?
Hipsters like them.
Probably.
Hipsters love their fair trade baby.
Yeah, they do. They're like Colombian.
They're green.
They're green.
They're Colombian green and, you know. My baby's from an Eastern European war-torn bloc.
designer hipster babies. Was Urban Outfitters gonna start carrying babies from other
yeah,
parts
totally.
Of the world?
See, this baby's from Belarus. You see, it was after the fall of the dictatorship.
It's from Belarus.
This baby is from Kazakhstan. Given up by a
This one mother. Is very stylish and albino.
He's an Ethiopian gay baby, you know? Yeah.
So, are albino people just shiny people?
Huh? No, they have psychic powers.
What?
Right, like, are they just shinies?
Sure.
You know, like in Pokemon? Shiny? Like, one in every, like, thousand Pokemon, there's a shiny Pokemon.
Why does that, really does that Pokemon. Give, is it just a look or something for
you Pokemon? Have a different look and you're slightly better.
Why do you mean by slightly better?
You get like, better stats.
Plus two powers.
So, are you trying to say that albino people are slightly better?
They have psychic powers.
See?
Hmm.
But you, by the way, why the fuck do they have psychic powers?
Pepper?
What? Okay, his answer was Pepper.
Is that a movie? If wait, you, no, wait, stop right there. Pepper.
You're thinking of Powder. The movie that starred Michael Stipe.
Thank you. Pepper. No. This is the Eastern European, like, low-cut version, basically. You know? It's about kid with the white skin and
if you're just powers. Tuning in, if you're just tuning in, Neo Faust has stated that albinos have psychic powers because of Pepper.
Pepper.
Yep. The movie. Yeah, see, because there's a whole sleuth of, like, third world game, pirated games. Like, you know, there's
a sleuth of pirated games?
Oh, wait, a sleuth
of guy that tries to solve crimes?
Mm. Wait, no. You know, Guilty Gear, there's an Eastern European version called Ashamed Cog.
That's really not true.
It totally is.
There's not Eastern European, like, bootleg anime video games.
I bet
Ashamed Cog.
Yeah, Ashamed Cog.
No, that's what you call your penis.
What?
It's sad that can never be part of the machine.
Never.
It's too little to fit into the system.
Wait, okay, what about this other game that's really famous called Pavement Brawler? It's really good.
Pavement Brawler.
Yeah.
Pavement nice. Brawler?
Yeah, people from around the world fight on the pavements.
I'm going to be in a literal fight with you in a minute. Like, I'm going to actually beat
Wait,
you.
Wait, have you played Pavement Brawler 2? Pavement Brawler Alpha and Turbo are great additions.
I did play Pavement Brawler 2 Hyper.
I preferred Tournament Edition.
Tournament Edition? See, it lost me when Pavement Fighter 4 came out. The whole system just blew me away.
I fucking quit. I'm going home.
If there's a table, would you flip it?
No, I would just turn off the lights and leave. And then I want the sad Hulk theme to play.
You've legitimately made him upset somehow.
I do it all the time. Come on. Every episode, I think. I make him, like, slightly bleed out the nose. Did my unintentional stupidity hurt
There's
you?
There's a sleuth of pavement brawlers.
There's a sleuth! God damn.
Fine. A plethora. A corticopia of such.
Did you say a plethora?
Plethora.
A plethora?
Yes.
A plethora.
Derby show.
This is where we deteriorate even further without topics.
We've just descended into madness.
This is where we break it down.
Break it down. Fucking hotness ish.
Whoa. Derby Show never lets the beat drop.
Thanks for listening to Derpy Show, presented by Nerdy Show. If you enjoyed what you've heard, support the Nerdy Show Podcast Network by telling a friend, join in on the community forums, or support us with your hard-earned cash and receive exclusive perks. For more episodes of Derpy Show, Nerdy Show, Dungeons & Doritos, and other podcast videos, our Minecraft server, and other cool stuff, visit nerdyshow.com. You can subscribe to all Nerdy Show podcasts via the iTunes Store. And remember to follow us on Facebook, Tumblr, and Twitter, at Nerdy Show, to keep up to date on the latest Nerdy Show news.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.